You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in, marijuana.
Damn straight. You've got it locked to 95BFM, and for all the right reasons. We are staunch advocates for the marijuana leaf. Aren't we, Chris?
We surely are.
Chris Valley in the house. John is perched in his usual position, arms crossed, just waiting to see where the conversation goes before he really commits.
Every week.
Hey, what's going on, Chris? What do we need to know in the way of media and marijuana?
Last Friday was 420 day, and so that kicks off our weekend review. 420, it's not a big thing in New Zealand.
Explain.
I guess. Well, 420 has become synonymous with the marijuana culture, the cannabis culture, particularly in North America. And so April the 20th, in their way of doing the dates, that makes it 420. Oh, there we go. Yeah. How's that?
Just gave you some of yourself on your headphones there.
Yeah, nice. awesome. Sounds good. So, 420 day, that's April the 20th, and at 4:20 p.m., you'll find very large public spontaneous displays of cannabis consumption, up to hundreds of thousands of people in some cities.
Wow.
Yeah, phenomenal. Here, as I say, it's not been a thing here, but
why is it 4:20?
Apparently, after a lot of theories involving that it could be police highway patrol code for marijuana and program, there were all sorts of theories around it. 420 chemicals in cannabis. it turns out it was just some group of guys at a particular high school in California, and they just met up at 4:20 after school.
That was it. And everyone just grabbed upon that.
But here, of course, at the same time of the year, just in fact, next weekend is J-Day. So that's what we do here.
Right across the road there in Albert Park. Nice and close.
Yeah, high noon to 4:20.
I'm predicting a big one.
I think we might.
Yeah, it was strong last year.
It was. It's been building the last few years. I think when there's times of positivity and hope, and people don't feel so much like they're banging their head on a brick wall, when it's like, things actually going to happen.
Well, I guess, there's more conversation around now, and it's like, at the moment, especially.
That's right. So, and J-Day's a great place for that. I mean, not only do we have a whole bunch of speakers, but just meeting other people, and you can have conversations with people that aren't necessarily in a party environment and aren't necessarily around the dinner table, but you get to meet different people, like-minded people, but also there's all the booths and stalls, and you can find out a whole lot and get involved and have some great music too.
Right on. Yokozuna, Swidit. Yep. Swidit, massive at the moment, old mate Swidit. And Mellow Dance, I'm looking forward to that. Mellow Dance is right on the money, I reckon. Be good.
Right. Nice. So what else has happened this week? If we get back to the... here we go. Maunganui Man, medical cannabis. This puts us back into what we're really talking about. So this is a medicinal cannabis-using patient. He's got a spinal injury, serious spinal injury, uses it for pain relief, had imported some seeds, some medicinal seeds, I would presume looking for some more CBD or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's got busted, and instead of the police leaving him alone, they've prosecuted him. And instead of the prosecution immediately going, what the hell are we doing? Let's not bother with this, they continued. And instead of the judge just throwing out the case, he considered a prison sentence.
Oh, wow.
And fortunately, this person ended up with 80 hours community service, with a spinal injury.
How does this work? Like licking stamps? What the fuck?
Yeah, so that's kind of what we're up against still, We're still up against.
Whereabouts are we talking?
This is Kaitaia.
Okay.
And the one of the problems with somewhere like Kaitaia is they don't even have local judges. They get these visiting judges who are kind of coming into the cannabis capital, with all sorts of ideas about things. Some messages and,
So there you go. Keep your head down, everybody.
Well, or stand up. That's the other way to look at it. Come to J-Day, support things like the Health Select Committee that's going on right now. Those hearings are resuming on Monday. So Monday, all the individuals, right? There's 1,000 people that asked to be heard for the medicinal cannabis bill that wanted their opinion.
Right.
And they've set aside Monday and for your 1,000.
Will they get on Parliament TV? Is that?
They're streaming it on Facebook. Yeah, so you go to the Health Select Committee's own Facebook page, and they've literally got their laptop pointed at someone, and they're just kind of streaming it on their Facebook thing.
Muggity.
And okay. Yeah, it's a bit jittery, but you can watch along, so it's pretty cool.
Okay.
So, Monday is all the individuals getting 5 minutes each.
John, will you be heading down for you're going to have a chat to the man?
Unfortunately, I won't be making it down. But I can possibly watch on the Facebook live stream, which would be good.
That's the one. Mm-hmm. That's the one. We'll put a link on there on our Facebook page too, the normal one. And also continues on Wednesday and Thursday. And I'll be down there on Wednesday doing my own presentation.
Nice. Your 15 minutes. Have you got it? Have you done Have you practiced it? Got it to time? What are your bullet points that you're going to hit on?
That's confidential information there.
Well, we're confidential people.
The main thing is, we've got to put patients first. We've got to make it affordable and accessible, right? And that's the intent of this bill. It's stated in the bill. It's about compassion. It's about making it accessible to people. And the way you make it accessible is by making it affordable. The way you make it affordable is by not being hung up on all the pharmaceutical clinical trials, right? We're not talking about a novel chemical invented in a lab that, yes, should be tested. Yes, should have all those clinical trials, take 10 years to develop it, all that kind of thing. This is a plant being around a very long time. There's a lot of research out there already. Mm. We know it doesn't kill people. We should be able to skip ahead a bit, right? And that's the way that you make it more affordable, so that companies don't have to put hundreds of millions of dollars in it, because that's what the makers of Sativex had to do, and that's why it's $1,500 a month. And their version of CBD is twice as much. It's $3,000 a month. Right. So, that's not the way we want to go. We want to have it. Yes, it needs to be safe and it needs to be tested. But if you kind of accept, okay, we don't need all those clinical trials to be done, then you save a whole lot of money and you make it accessible and you make it immediate. It means that we could have products, by the end of this year, maybe this time next year. If you go the pharmaceutical route, we could be 5 years away.
Over the past week, read an article about some young men who had... I think they worked in accounts,
They
figured out that opening a dispensary was a good cash earner, and it turned out to be, and they've since grown to nearly opening the biggest grow house in the States, I think, and it made me think about the potential to do so in New Zealand. Is it the thing that people can start planning for, their own little cannabis business, like growing in New Zealand yet? Do we know enough about the law as it stands at the moment to be able to have your little greenhouse out in
There's some Kumi? Players out there, and I'm among them, and in fact that's what I'm presenting about on Wednesday. So as of it seems like there's about half a dozen companies that are kind of seriously getting down the track with advancing their plans. There's a whole lot of people that talk about things. I think there's room at that. If we go that kind of farmer route, there's probably room for four companies, something like that, right? And they could all survive, all could put out products because they could attract the necessary investment. If we go with a food grade, which will still be safe and tested, but without the sort of financial burden of doing all the trials that a regular pharmaceutical needs, then you could have dozens, if not hundreds, of companies. I mean, Colorado, the same size as New Zealand in terms of population, pretty much. It's got about 600 cannabis businesses.
I guess so, it just depends on, right off the outset, how many people you intend on servicing, because that's how much weed you've got to keep around, so to speak, on the you know what I mean? You can't.
Yeah, and we don't know how tight the rules are, but certainly if we look at the intention of the bill, it's to allow access, it's to allow it to be safe and tested, but to show compassion and allow patients to access medical cannabis. That's the intention of the bill. Most of that is achieved through regulation rather than the bill itself, so the bill is a little bit sparse, and we don't really know what these regulations are going to say, but if we look at what the stated intention is, it's all good.
Just quickly, your business names, John. John's Joints.
Oh, good one. That's actually, yeah.
Well, alliteration, people love that, especially when you're real baked. It's good. It's good, mate. It's good.
Okay.
Got any?
So go with
did you have one already? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to name your business.
Jay Blaze.
Jay Blaze. Johnny Bones and the THC is cool. Hey, thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.